Hobart Hurricanes complete the Big Bash League semi-final lineup after winning their virtual quarter-final against Brisbane Heat. They will now play table-toppers Melbourne Stars in the first semi-final on the 4th of February, with Perth Scorchers set to take on Sydney Sixers the following day. Ben Dunk was the star for the Hurricanes, smashing 87 off just 53 balls as they piled up 209 for 7 at the Bellerive Oval. Dunk and skipper Tim Payne put on 98 for the first wicket in fewer than 10 overs, with Payne finally dismissed for 47 off his 28 deliveries. The Heat then made a promising start to their run chase, as owners Craig Keyes veteran Luke Pommersbach added 50 inside the power play. However, Keyes veteran fell for 22 off 18 balls to Dimitri Mascarenhas, who then bowled Joe Burns for Duck 3 balls later. More wickets tumbled, with Pommersbach's dismissal for 60 off 32 balls, making it 85 for 5. Despite contributions from Ben Cutting and James Hopes, the visitors end on 169 for 8. Cameron Boyce was the pick of the Hobart attack, with 3 for 21. Dwayne Bravo enjoyed a match to remember for Melbourne Renegades yesterday, as they won a thriller over Adelaide Strikers by a single run. Bravo followed up a knock of 47 off 33 balls, one that included 4 sixes, by taking 2 for 23 with the ball, including defending 14 off the last over of the Strikers' run chase. They had been given a chance thanks to Michael Nisa, when he'd done 35 off 24 balls, following on contributions from Alex Hales and John O'Dean. Besides Bravo, Peter Siddle took 3 for 35, and Mutai Muralidharan 2 for 16. The home side ended short on 154 for 7. With the bat, Bravo had earlier built an opening stand of 63 between Michael Hill and Dan Harris, as the Renegades posted 155 for 6. Sean Tate, John Holland and Kane Richardson each picked up a brace of wickets for the vanquished Strikers. There were wins last night for Cape Cobras, Dolphins and Knights in South Africa's Ram Slam T20 Challenge. Cobras extended their lead at the top of the table by successfully defending 129 against Titans in Cape Town. Only Hashim Amla and JP Doomley made more than 20, as they were held to 129 for 9 after electing to bat. Side Admiral marked his Titans debut by taking 3 for 21, while Mornay Mortal took 2 for 11 from his 4 overs. Hino Kuhn then placed something of a lone hand in the Titans' run chase, as they wound up short on 116 for 6, despite him making 53 off 45 balls. Bernd Hendricks excelled by taking 3 for 18, while they were braced for wickets for Robin Peterson. Dolphins up to second after handing Lions yet another defeat. Cameron Delaporte and Mornay Van Wake put on 105 in fewer than 9 overs for the Dolphins' first wicket. They set up their strong total of 214 for 2. Van Wake fell for 44 off 22 balls, with Delaporte going on to make 82 off 44, and David Miller contributing unbeaten 60 off just 40 deliveries. Lions actually made a good fist at their run chase and ended on 198 for 9. Neil McKenzie was 8th man out for 32 balls 61, after Quinton de Kock and Alvaro Peterson added 56 for the second wicket. And Warriors came up just short against Knights, despite the best efforts of Simon Harmer. The off-spinning all-round hit a 6 off the first ball of the final over, leaving 11 required off the final 5 balls. However, they finished short 140 for 6. Dillon Dupree and Ryan McLeod took 2 wickets each, while Werner Kurtz conceded only 12 runs from his 4 overs. Knights had earlier been able to post 145 for 6 from their 20 overs, thanks mainly to a runnable unbeaten 64 from Riley Rousseau. Dupree also played his part, hitting 24 off just 7 balls towards the end of the innings. In New Zealand, the Plunkett Shield resumed after its break for the HRV Cup. Newly crowned 20-over champions Northern Districts were wowed out for 195 on the opening day by Central Districts. Bevan Small and Kieran Noma Barnett each took 3 wickets, while Doug Bracewell and Ben Wheeler both contributed to brace, as Daniel Flint top scored with only 41. The Knights hit back, however, reduced the size to 109 for 5 by the close. Scott Caroline struck twice, with Graham Aldridge, Ish Soddin, and Anurag Verma the other wicket takers. Centuries from James Franklin and Tom Blundell led Wellington to stumps on 337 for 6 against Auckland. The Aces had chipped away to have the host 58 for 3 and 116 for 5, thanks to Colin de Granton's 3 wickets. However, skipper Franklin and 23-year-old Blundell combined to add 199 for the 6th wicket. Blundell was dismissed late on by Dean Bartlett, but not before he completed his maiden first-team century. and Otago reached up some 47 for 2, bowling out leaders Canterbury for 280. Tom Latham hit 93 at the top of the order for the Wizards, but they didn't really capitalise on their position of 126 for 1. Todd Astle hit 52 from number 8, but Mark Craig ended with career best figures of 5.56 with his off-breaks. Maharashtra batsman Vijay Zoll has been told to skip the Ranji Trophy final, which begins on the 29th of January, in order to concentrate on the upcoming ICC Under-19 World Cup. Zoll, instead of taking on Karnataka, will take part in a preparatory camp, ahead of leading India's Under-19 side in the UAE from the 15th of February. Yorkshire have confirmed that former all-rounder Graeme Stevenson, capped 6 times by England, died on Tuesday at the age of 58. Stevenson was born in Acworth, went on to play 177 first-class matches for Yorkshire between 1973 and 1986. He ended his career by playing one season with Northamptonshire in 1987. He also played 2 Test matches and 4-1 internationals for England in 1980 and 1981, and is fondly remembered as a highly skilled seam bowler and destructive low-order batsman. These qualities made him an entertaining cricketer to watch, and an asset to Yorkshire's one-day team, whom he played 216 times, scoring almost 1,700 runs and taking 210 wickets. In all first-class cricket, he scored almost 4,000 runs, took almost 500 wickets. And Hampshire have signed South African fast bowler Carl Abbott as their overseas player for the 2014 county season. Abbott has played Test one day in 2020 international cricket for South Africa, and will join up with Hampshire in time for their second LB County Championship match of the season. Director of cricket Giles White said, "To have a bowler of Carl's quality available for the entire 2014 campaign is a huge boost to the squad."